All right, we were just reminded of something from our past. The great Gordo sent out an email last night reminding us of something that happened a few years back. We were all fans of, in fact, when he used to be on our sister station, the great Phil Hendry. I used to make a point to listen to him every night. He did basically a fake talk show in that he would talk of the topics of the day, but he would get fake guests. We do that on this show, but he took it to a whole new level because he would take a topic and then he would have a fake guest, and that guest would have some sort of wild take on a subject, sometimes an offensive take on a subject, a lot of times an offensive take on a subject.
Yeah, didn't he do a 9/11 thing like shortly after 9/11?
Yeah, he got a little off the rails there for a while, and as big a fan as I was of him, I couldn't go along with some of the bits that he was doing because I think he just ran out of ideas after a while.
And his gag was is that he was a one-man operation.
Yes,
he
was the guest host, was him. Yeah.
He was the host of the show, and he did the voice of the guest. So he would have a microphone in front of his face, and then he had a phone that had a button on it, and he could click that little button on the phone handset, and he would talk into the phone, and it would kill the mic.
Yeah.
So he would talk to himself as these two people.
And if you never heard him before, if you just listen, first you would think, okay, he's got a guest on. Then you'd think, okay, this is a fake guest. It's somebody in his studio. And if you didn't really know the operation, you would think, okay, he's got someone in studio with him. As you knew, if you found out about what was going on, you'd kind of say, okay, I can see how he's going back and forth now. But it was awesome. I mean, it was a one-man operation that was really outrageous. He went away for a while and did some television. He's now back doing radio, and I think he's back being syndicated on his website. It says, Phil Hendry, truth is our bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's back doing the same thing. Well, one night when we were in training camp, he used to do a show out of Los Angeles, and there was a friend of ours who worked for that company and told us that if we wanted to, we could go down and see him do a show. So I went down to watch him do a show, got to meet him before he went on the air, and he was really nice and said, yeah, just sit in there and you know, feel free, make yourself at home. Well, as the night went on, he incorporated me into his show in that, you know, we started talking shops, started talking radio, and I told him who I was and where I was from, and I guess he had heard of the ticket or something. Anyway, he incorporated our show into one of his ridiculous fake guests. And even to the point where he said, hey, call in and act that you're really upset because I've just mentioned your show. And when he brought up our show, the scenario that he brought up was that we would have this contest to get Maverick tickets where if you
found a dead hooker behind a dumpster,
then we'd reward you with Maverick tickets.
Reward you with Maverick tickets.
I have some of this audio if you'd like to hear it.
Okay. And this is from the night that I went down to a studio in Los Angeles. And what should we set up who his guest is?
Yeah, the guy, the fake guest is a guy who has a... This is right after the BTK killer was sentenced. BTK, I think, was in the Wichita area. The guy killed, I don't know how many people, but BTK stood for bind, torture, kill. And they caught this guy, Dennis Rader, I think his name was.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
And so Phil Hendry that night had on a guest named Brad Rifkin, who was the owner of BTK Kids Clothing Line.
Big Tall Kids.
Big Tall Kids.
Right.
And he didn't understand why he had to change the name of his clothing line, why he had to take it in the shorts, just because this BTK killer was just sentenced and is making all the news and has kind of co-opted the name. And he goes on, and the more you find out about his clothing line, the logo is of a child being strangled, and he has an elaborate story as to why that's the logo. It was
lovingly done.
Yes, it was euthanasia is what it basically was for. It's very disturbing, but anyway, it's comical in the sense that it's so over the top. So somewhere in here, I think, is where you come in, Giorgio.
Okay,
Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
These are the
back.
Two guys.
Who? Dunham and Miller down on a ticket in
All right, we're on hold. Hold on, we're on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin is with us. Mr. Rifkin is an advertising executive. Has come up with a line of BTK clothing for the Nadine Clothing Company. BTK stands for Big Tall Kid. There's a lot of controversy because it obviously is the same set of initials ascribed to the BTK killer of Wichita. Your company's not backing down, even from the logo that shows a child being strangled, because you say that shows euthanasia.
That was the Fravor son, and I have tried to explain that. I think it's, and again, I my heart goes out to anyone who believes that they were killed or believes that they know someone who was killed by a so-called BTK killer. But what I'm trying to tell you is a lot of these radio stations around the country, Dunham and Miller on a ticket in Dallas, this is something that they pull, where they pretend like there's a murder, you know, there's a wild man or something, and they...
How does that happen? I mean, I don't see what you're talking about. How does that happen? They pretend there's a serial killer?
There's a lot of these radio stations, Mr. And I've been in the advertising business now for 30 years, and a lot of them come up with some very tasteless promotions. Now, you can, Dunham and Miller, they're one of these shows where they say, and they, you know, they may be kidding, they may be not, go find, you know, there might be a hooker dead behind a dumpster. Go find her and you win tickets to see the Mavericks. This is the kind of garbage that they put on the air morning, noon, and night. And I get blamed because...
Are you trying to, look, I've been in the radio business.
I'm telling you that before you start indicting me for having the BTK clothing line and a kid who is very peacefully getting... You know, strangled. Why don't you look at these guys that are saying, go find a dead hooker out in an alley and you'll win yourself bubble gum?
1-800-449-8686. Josh, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just want to ask a simple question of how do you think the FCC would think about basically want to know how this is publicity?
Now, those callers are real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people call up irate that this guy's so...
It's amazing because the man's been doing this for 20 years. He has fake guests on every night, but the callers, the drive-by listener just hears it and gets very offended by his fake guest, thinking it's real, and they call up irate.
And that's why you hear Phil giving out the number all the time, just trying to fish for these people.
Fish for these people. I don't know when you come in. I don't know how much further into the show you came in, Georgia.
Yeah, but not much more because, well... I think the first call that relates to us is like one of our P1s heard this and got irate, fell into it and went, wait a minute.
Hey, I listen to them all the time. They don't do this promotion.
Do that. Yeah,
Federal
some
Communications
guy called
Commission.
Oh, I see. So in other words, those guys can't do it, but I come out with a clothing line and I'm the guy. I'm the bad guy. I will just say this. When that little boy, Mr. Hendry, the Fravor child, was suffering from very painful cancer.
Oh my gosh.
And would lay in that bed and would cry from the pain. Someone said, I believe it was his mother, said, if only we could alleviate that child's suffering. And a janitor, that's right, an elderly janitor, an elderly black guy, was having his lunch, and he overheard it. So that night he went into the room, he slipped on two wool gloves, and went to work. Now, yeah, that guy's doing time. But little Timmy is, he's dead now, and he's not in pain.
So they did catch the guy?
Oh, yeah, sure. They had a description, everything.
That's really?
What are you laughing at?
What was the description?
What else? A black guy in a ski cap.
Oh, okay.
So that's...
All right, well, we'll take a break. 1-800-449-866.
How he goes back and forth like that?
I don't know.
Called BTK.
And sometimes he cracks himself up right there.
Right. Oh, all throughout
this. And asks himself, what are you laughing at?
This whole thing. There's many times where he has to stop because he's breaking himself up at just how ridiculous he's being.
I go so far as to say I've got more respect for him than anybody we've ever known in this business. To do that kind of a show 3 or 4 hours a night, every night for years and years and years, where you're the host and the guest.
Yeah.
That's amazing genius.
It is. And it sounds like a royal beating. Yeah. I cannot imagine each
the
night.
The riding, the, yeah.
Just having to do it night after night. Okay, how much further till you come in, Georgia?
Not much further. I think
449-8686.
And that's the thing they do.
All right, hold on. Brad Rifkin with us,
that's another one of his gags. He's pretending like he's talking to the guest when they're coming back from break.
All right, hold on for a second.
Advertising agency, the BTK clothing line, has come under sharp attack by a variety of newspapers and the broadcast editorials because it reflects the same initials of a serial murderer who's just been put away in Wichita. You do not want to change the name of the clothing line?
No, because we came up with the idea for Big Tall Kids, and I think that people should clean their minds up a little bit. I understand that there was a serial murderer, or some people say. I mentioned to you...
Well, you mentioned specifically the Dunham and Miller show on the Ticket in Dallas, which is a sports station, right?
Yes, the very big sports station. This is the kind of thing that those guys cook up. In other words, what I'm saying is this.
Cook up.
They say, go find a hooker. You know, find a dead, like a dead hooker, and you'll get tickets to see the Cowboys, okay?
And they do that.
That's the kind of stuff they do, but they're not, they're just joking. Yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Gray. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of calling in defense of George Dunham and Craig Miller. I listen to these guys regularly.
You listen to them in Dallas?
Every day.
Well, all right, fine. You listen to them every day. Maybe you didn't listen to them the day that they might have said this.
Well, how do you know they said it?
I'm saying it's the kind of thing they would do.
No, wait a minute. You called some guys out, but you didn't hear it.
I'm saying this guy...
hold on. Get George Dunham on the phone, if we can.
Now, meanwhile, you're standing in the other room watching him do this.
3 feet away from him, yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, you get Dunham on the phone, and he'll tell you, this is...
Well, it's tasteless.
Yes, it's tasteless. Why do I have to take it in the shorts? See what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. You heard them say this.
Did you hear them say this?
You're calling some guys out. You hadn't heard this.
Did you hear them say this?
Did I hear them say what?
If you find a dead hooker behind a dumpster, you win.
Did I hear them say that?
Yes.
No. I didn't hear them say that. No.
Exactly.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? They wouldn't do
some guys out by name.
Let me get, is George Dunham on the line with us right now? Hold on for a second. Gray, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Now, meanwhile, George's pants have got to be so huge because
you're about to be on the Phil Hendry show.
Guy you've idolized.
George?
Yes.
How are you, man? Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I'm not too happy.
You do the morning show at the Ticket in Dallas along with Craig Miller, right?
Yes, I do.
We got one of your listeners on the line here, Gray.
Yes.
Brad Rifkin.
Georgie.
Hey, what's going on?
George, I'm from Flower Mound. I listen every day.
All right, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You got a flower and you what?
You live in Flower Mound. That's a town near Dallas.
Mr. Rifkin, you know, you want to make some jokes. You have a very serious charge.
I'm just saying, I've listened to this. Mr. Dunham, with all due respect, you do a great show.
Thank you.
But you're always giving away tickets to ball games. And...
Yes,
why wouldn't you do that?
Nothing to do with hookers behind a dumpster or anything ridiculous like that. And what's your name, Cal Ripken?
That's very funny. My name is Brad Rifkin. If my name was Cal Ripken, I wouldn't be sitting here trying to make a living while this guy Gray and individuals besmirch me because I come up with a clothing line, and all of a sudden people in Wichita, Kansas are seeing a boogeyman under their bed. And this
now he's reduced the whole serial killer experience. And that's where we got the besmirch from.
Right,
it was after that.
Besmirch me.
Yeah, where we just started talking. We accused each other of besmirching each other.
Gosh, that is so awesome. All right, that's the great Phil Hendry.